China.
Chagwan. China develops a divorced dating scene. Older Chinese looking to remarry face revealing obstacles.
Posterity has not been kind to Widow Luo. Bereaved as a young mother in the late Qing dynasty, her refusal to remarry earned her the emperor's praise and a Zhujianpai Fang, a carved stone archway commemorating her chastity. A century and a half on, Widow Luo's arch stands forgotten, its stonework crumbling on a back street in Lianglu, a sleepy village in southwest China. When asked, villagers are hazy about the arch's history. It is a relic of a feudal society whose ideas no longer exist, says Ms. Yan, standing in the doorway of her grocer's shop. Instead, she describes how new ideas have reached the village, brought by women who left Lianglu to work outside, notably in Chongqing, a vast industrial city an hour's drive to the north. Ms. Yan, 41, describes women rebelling against husbands who gamble and play mahjong or who are unkind to their wives. A generation ago, many considered divorce shameful. Now, village divorces are common. Across China, divorce numbers have soared, with 1.3 million couples splitting in the first half of 2024. During that time, just 3.4 million couples got married. That is half the number of marriages registered in the same period a decade ago. Childbirths are becoming rarer too. The growing reluctance of young Chinese to start families prompts national soul searching. But those marriage statistics would look even bleaker were it not for another less remarked phenomenon, a rise in the number of middle-aged and elderly Chinese looking to marry again. By 2019, almost a quarter of Chinese newlyweds had been married before, the Civil Affairs Ministry reported. Gao Ying, a professor at Beijing Normal University, describes a remarriage market shaped by cruel inequalities. These vary greatly between cities and the countryside. In cities, divorced men are deemed a treasure with the experience to manage a new marriage. In contrast, divorced urban women are called second-hand wives. High-status divorced women face a lack of eligible men. It is another story in rural areas where gender ratios have been skewed by decades of sex-selective abortions. Overall, China has 37 million more men than women. In rural regions with many bachelors, even a woman divorced more than once remains very popular as someone to marry, says the professor. As for uneducated, never married men who never left impoverished home villages, many will die alone. From her shop in Lianglu, Ms. Yan has watched such dynamics play out. She describes village women becoming confident after working elsewhere. Her former neighbour divorced 10 years ago, then decided to raise her daughter alone rather than rush to marry a man who might mistreat her child. The woman is waiting for her teenage daughter to grow up and go to university before she seeks a suitable second husband, explains Ms. Yan. To see how divorced men and women fare in cities, Chagwan headed to People's Park in Chongqing. A handsome spot, it is built on a series of tree-shaded terraces above the Yangtze River. On Friday mornings, it hosts a dating corner for people over 40. Lovelorn youngsters gather there each Saturday. On a recent Friday, a low wall is covered with sheets of paper, advertisements posted by a local non-profit group. There are over 8,000 men and women in the group's database, says a volunteer. Many of the women are relatively well off. Typically, though, they seek men who are still better off and are likely to be disappointed, reports the volunteer. The men in her database tend to be poorer, but still want women to be beautiful and to have money. They are likely to be frustrated, too. Fewer than 1 in 10 of those in the database find someone to marry. Mr. Zhao, a shoe trader from northern China, stands alone at a stone balustrade. The 46-year-old is trim and fit in a blue polo shirt, but life has left him cynical and wary. There are few really sincere people now, he sighs. Divorced 10 years ago, he has no children and wants none of his own. He would accept a wife who came with a stepdaughter and even one stepson. Two stepsons would be too much financial pressure, because young men need an apartment and car of their own if they wish to marry. In a corner waits Mr. Wu, a thin man of 44 from a poor region of Anhui province. During years of work in factories and restaurants, he never found a wife. He grew close to a woman once, but she deemed his village home too shabby and left him, he says. Now he is putting his hopes in a big city. He has been trying to survive selling candied fruit on the street, but has been chased away by urban patrol officers. He is looking for a divorced woman and would accept someone older and disabled. The main thing is someone kind-hearted, he says. Alas, he has no money and no home, so is too embarrassed to approach people. A divorced local woman of 53, Ms. Hu is looking for a companion aged between 60 and 70. Estranged from her adult daughter, she wants someone with whom to share walks, table tennis and cooking. Because Chinese authorities have made divorce slower and harder in recent years, she reports that generally older people plan to live together in an informal trial marriage. Some older men stand out for dressing like teenagers, in shorts, T-shirts and hats that would not shame a New York rapper. One of them is Mr. Hu, 68. He wants to find a simple woman of 50 or so, though he grumbles that even rural women have become complicated. He deems his chances slim, so is here to have fun. Despite such flashes of bravado, interviewing older Chinese about marriage and remarriage is on balance a somber business, for they share a similar concern, that the young seem unwilling or afraid to start a family, and even seem uninterested in falling in love. Nobody should mourn the old China that venerated chaste widows, but tomorrow's China may be a lonely place.